tenths of an hour. In terms of the mission itself. The Eil Yerachos Sha'adam Yotzu Ben Yidei Pavosa the Pesach the Chazeres the Tancha the Chachavina the Ulshin Uvamora. That's the order of an hour. Shas Vilna and the Mishnah itself is this change in the order of the middle three. The Gemara gives a translation, if you will, of what everything is. Chazeres is Chasa, which is lettuce. Ulshin is Hindavi, which is endives. Tamcha is Tamchasa. That doesn't really help that much. Rashi says, Merubia. Allah say Rashi. They say that Merubia is Jewish taste of mar. It's a literally bitter herb. It's a bit of grass. Obviously, it's a leafy kind of a vegetation. Chachavina is atzapsa, the dikla. Again, Rashi explains something which siva gadol v'nichra chsav of the dekla shekoron vidula. And Mora is Merirta. Again, it sounds like, here's an example. Amrufo, the puprits. Rashi has a few nice choice words, which maybe one in Latin, one in French. What do all these things mean? So Rashi says, Laze Rashi, Olin, Marin. Okay. And puprits, Chazeres Hayar, wild lettuce. Okay, it's very bitter. But the simple read of this all, it's all the lettuce endives family. That's what it is. But details. I think Mark goes on and says further. The fourth wide line. Rabbi Lo, Omar, Mishum, Rabbi Lo, Af, Ar Kablin. What's Ar Kablin? What does the word mean? What's Ar Kablin? Rashi is before us, so if I change the Erevin, Atzav, Stachar, Zaisa, Usiv Gorol Va'ov Umin La'atzma. Different things. Chavav and Bates. We'll come to it a little bit later. And it's a machlokes. Everyone agrees that if Chagad Al-Kol Tamidah from Bikash of Lichove V'lo Matasi. Vos, Mirab Lezer Ben Yaakov Holi L'dvar. Yudah Omer, Kol Shesh Lo Sraf. Yochab and Broga, Kol Shepon and Machsif. Chayim Omer, Kol Yerek Mar, Yesh Lo Sraf, Upon and Machsif. Rabbi Yochanan the Devar Kulan Ilmad, Yerek Mar, Yesh Lo Sraf, Upon and Machsif. Rabbi Yochanan Ocha Kachayim. Very nice. Unless, Mitzvah B'Chazeres, why Chasa, Chos Rachmona Ilavon, Lama Dimishlu Mitzriyim Kemora, Mamora Zeshet V'Losu Rach V'Sofo Kosher, Ach Mitzriyim V'Losu Racha V'Sofo Kosher. Rashi, V'Chila Saracha V'Chila Chinshtav Gulem Ha'idei Tzchar She'u Sofon Oson. At the end of the day, it was Sofo Kosher. V'Yemboro was Chayei. Why? So far, we looked at the sugya, the highlights of the sugya and that Lama Tess Omer Al. We haven't gotten Tamid Beis yet. Just read the highlights so far of Lama Tess Omer Al. Where does horseradish fit in? That was a question we raised yesterday. So the German word for horseradish is Meretich. And apparently, the first one that's found is in the Ravan, and later in the works of his grandson, the Rav Yo. But not in the context of Moror, but in the context of Charoses. Charoses. So, Rabbi Yo tells you, they have to have Charoses. And how do you make it? What do you do? How do you make Charoses? So the Rabbi Yo's, I mean from the new Rabbi Yo's. Where he writes, "Yesh choshen dra, v'yomer shekelach mar, shekorin meredrich." That's presumably his version. The semen, the charoses. most dalad in the new Rav Yosef says in Kotzik Saviyad, and the different years of Maradin, and we find what he calls a Sefer Sufas Saviyad. It's quoted by Rabbi Shefer. By the way, I did this, Rabbi Shefer Shlita told me it was translated into Hebrew. And that's why in B'nai Brak, they're all mapping for it now, the Machmir. And that's where Rabbi Karp in his Sefer Hilchos Chayim B'Chagas, one day, he knows English? No, it was translated into Hebrew. Now, this Sefer came out already. Let's see what year it came out. Tavshin Sama. So clearly it was translated into Hebrew before that time. It's over 10 years ago. I didn't know about it until today. And believe that, I'll try to get my hands on the Hebrew translation and see if I'll get a hold of the Mechaber if I have a chance to find out what exactly was the reaction of the people. I just, Rabbi Shechtel told me this today, so I didn't have a chance to do my homework, my research on it. So we'll find the answer. I'll try to go to the library and see if I got my hands on the Hebrew translation. Okay? So I don't know, frankly, who this Sefer HaSufas is. It's quoted in both of these sources. Saviad, and it says it's printed by Agrashash Stern. I think that's from B'nai Brak. The Haggadah in Pirush Ravan. This is as follows. Tikkun Charoses Bela Minin B'Sharoshin Shel Amri Foil Shekoron B'Ashkenaz Meritich. He writes over here that those two are just not the same thing. Something is wrong with this sentence. It doesn't fit in. Kimaru al Shem Shamaro Shemiru Eschayim is Avosem Mitzrayim. So Amri fell. The quotes earlier from the Rav Yo and Simon. What it's called over here? Tough Ayin Gimel. I'll read it to you. Eliyarakus. Okay. So over here as follows. Moro Miruta Amri fell Balas. Is that what Rashi said? Yeah. Rashi said it. Now, but that's not to do with Meritich. So what's going on? This doesn't fit in. There you go. It fits in if you hold, like the Hagos Maimini, who says that Meritich is Meritich. But the kids are not exactly sure what's going on. He doesn't make help us too much. This gives you a footnote over here about the Rav Yo. So if you want to show the Rav Yo, the first source, he doesn't say that it is Morat, an ingredient of Charoses. It's hard to give you Simon over here. In the Rav Yo, it's called Seder Leil Pesach, which is Simon Tov Kuf Chofei, but it's very, very long. In this new edition, it's on page Kuf Yud. The footnote is footnote Dalet. And the earlier one is Simon Tov Ayin Gimel. It's easy to find. It's very short on page Ayin in this new edition. Okay? This you should be able to see in the Rav Yo. Good? I'm trying to go on in some kind of order here. Fine. Good.
I was just pissed
this guy. Yeah. I don't know.
That doesn't go with a whole other. All brought down in the general fruits.
I'm just telling you, that's what it says. You can't deny what he says. That's what he says.
Maybe it's another thing.
Maybe. We read yesterday from the Hagos Maimini. Am I correct? We read it inside. But the first one to really say what this was later quoted, this is the article from Gesher again, it's from the Sefer HaGuda. So, Baruch Hashem found that too. Sefer HaGuda. It's on page Kuf Nun Beis in this edition. There's a song. I want to read you from the original so you see what it is really. He goes to the farm. It says, Chazer is lettuce. Ulshin is endives. They had a French word for it, Krishpula, whatever it is. Morar is amrofil, as Rashi said. Uva Ashkenaz is vermut. I think it's called wormwood. Uva Tamcha. And notice again, Tamcha is not translated. Many of you did not translate Tamcha for whatever reason. Rav Yo didn't translate it. Ravan didn't. Dagura didn't. The meat. Brisi rabosa machzirin acha lituga, lashili, lettuce. Bimlo matu yikru meritin. Here's the first time that we see that the Sefer HaGula wrote, they would take meritim. Again, a ghost, my mini, it's very hard to know what he's saying. It's the way we, it doesn't seem to fit into the text that we have. Maybe in a later edition. But here, the Beferish, they would take meritim. The footnote is the question, why did they take meritim? They should have said, taken Ulshin, which is the second one in order. Don't we go down in order? Shouldn't we? So he says, well, it's not so clear. The Rav Yoh is the one who says, you go in order. Right, you go in order. The first one first, second, third, you call. The Maril is the same thing. Hamuk the Mishnu, Muk the Bemitzvah. Maril quotes it in Siman Nun Ches. I'll read it to you in a second. But here he just says they didn't find lettuce. They went right away to Meriton. What's Meriton? He never tells you what Meriton is. True, that goes Maimini. I can read one more time because you got to look and see what's what. So far, nobody said that Tamcha is also radish. Nobody. The Agos Maimini in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. The first one that we have on record. Again, Rashi on the Rif also said about the same time, the 13th century. We're not sure who wrote that and when it was written and if all the texts are accurate. Here he says, Moror Mirplu Uvalosh and Ashkenaz Vermit. Second. Tamcha, I'm sorry. The first thing, Tamcha's Meritach is here in that gloss, Maimini. Tamcha Meritach Balaz Marbia. The Marbia is not Meritach. Something is a little fishy. That's what it says over here in the Agos Maimini. The Aguda did not say that. Aguda didn't say that that it's Tamcha. Tamcha had no translation. Perhaps we can derive by default. In Lomatsu Yichu Meritin, the only one untranslated of the five types was Tamcha. Maybe it's Tamcha. It's a little strange though. Should have said so. Didn't Aguda never said so? Never said so. Who said that he said so? The Maril. The Maril said he said so. He didn't say so. The Maril said he said so. What a difference. Shut Maril. Simen Nun Ches. Now you have to understand that Maril is the Avi Min Hogi Ashkenaz. So he says something, it really takes, it becomes a very, very authoritative. Here we go. Simen Nun Ches. Mishen Ochazeres. This is page Samachay. In this edition. Yesh Rabbo Seinu, Poskud Amukta B'Mishno Seinu, Mukta B'Mitzvah, Kidaliyah. First come, first served. Who drive Rabbo Seinu? He quotes in Nagos Maimini, Perek Zayin Oschof. This came from there. Okay. He quotes Nagos Maimini. He gives you the German translation there, he says. Fine. Vaguda cost of the meritach, Hainu Tamcha de Masnis. Didn't say it. He said it, but he didn't say it. So he wants to know why did he take Tamcha, which is not in second place? So the Shema, Vishvildlo Isbar the Ulshan Kirbul, wasn't sure what Ulshan were. We know it's Endox, he wasn't sure. Came in the cost of Betfila, Slika Kirbul Betfila region. Kidaliel, that was used for Karpas, apparently it's not considered to be Kirbul, it's really not Mora. Okay, see, that's why he decided to take Tamcha, which is, in his language, Meritach or horseradish. Okay, so we're making progress. We have a Rav Yoh, a Gos Maimini, a Guda, now we have a Shut Mario. Okay? I'm not convinced again that Aguda said what the Mario said he said. Not convinced. So it's amazing. The question is, how do you do this? It's not one of the... Where does this Masorah come from? So, I want to read you something fascinating from the Shulchan Aruch. In Simet Tov Ayin Gimel, Chochmas Shlomo. Chochmas Shlomo is Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. It was a Chosh of a Rav, a broad, major Pesach. Look what he writes. Something which is almost amazing. Wait a minute. It was here somewhere. see where they go. I'm looking at Sefei. Oh, here it is. Thank you. Top I'm giving us a pay. I'm not sure if you can get this on probably not. I read it to you. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Start with the evidence of Mishnah Berurah. We'll start with that. Tov Ayin Gimel Sifei in the Ramo. We'll start with the Ramo. Very critical Ramo. Critical. Ramo writes as follows. V'ein lo echa me'ela yerokos. You can't find any one of the five. Shulchan Aruch said, you know, you get these five things, and whatever they are, and you should go try the chazeres, you go in order, rishon, Shulchan Aruch wants them to go. Maybe as we saw already. Fine. You're 0 for 5. Can't get any one of those five. Says Ramo, don't give up. Yikach lana oshar yorok mar. For the augur, you take a lana or shar yorok mar. Atka. What does that mean? So there's the Mishnah Berurah. Oshar yorok mar. Hayinu osam sheyesh lam simana muskaran b'shas. The Nilmara. Sheroi l'achila. That's the edible. Yesh lo sraf. Pirish kshachot chen osol yotze v'mokom chituch ol mo loven kcholof. Sap. Upana machsifin. Tahayinu she'olosh lo eno yorok ma'od. Ali abtsolim. Shor yorok osal anota ktaf l'loven. It's pale. When we call it all the Yen Brocha, lo yavarach aleyem, they say, no, no, b'ki in kol kach v'simana meil. The impression is conveyed by the Mishnah Berurah, if we were b'ki in the simana meil, we didn't make a brocha. Even though it's not one of the five. How can that be? It's a Mishnah Mefereshi, even one of the five. So the Vilna Gaon, on this, Sikon Chav Dalet, says, Kirav Huna Sham Shepasek Acherim. This is the Acherim we saw in the Gemara. What did the Acherim say? What did they say? Not just these five. No. Any Yerek Mar with the Simonim is called Mar. So therefore the Ramo says, you take Lana or Shar Yerek Mar, it's good enough. And the only reason you're not going to make a bracha is why? Because you're not bucking the Simonim. If you buck the Simonim, it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah, you would make a bracha. Who said so? Who said so? Where did the Mishnah Berurah get this from? Where did he get it from? Where did it come from? We don't really know. We don't know where it came from. First glance, we don't know where it came from. If you look at the sources, Mishnah Berurah doesn't make things up on his own. He gives you sources. Who said so? Samach Dalet. He says, Mogan Avraham, Chok Yaakov, El Yeraba, Meismeir Vahagraz. So we have in front of us the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham says as follows. This is the very, very end of Sifkot and Tetzvav that I asked you to see. Ein yotzin ela be'olsam she'nekroam b'shas matan Torah Moro. L'chein. Ein levorech al shar yerokos. For both sides, not because we're not bucking the simana. Even if you're a bucking the simana, this Rambam is only a zecha bial, but you can't be yotzi. It's not one of the big five. That's the Bavli Rambam says. And says of not the way the Mishnah Berurah quoted. Similarly, in the Chok Yaakov, he quoted the Chok Yaakov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oschav Dal. Ein levorech rak al elu aminim shtekachashim v'masnisin. Eli Yerokas. Kemashmaz kol apos kudaf ve'elu. V'chein haskamas ha-shach v'amogon avroh. Shach? Put the shach on in your ordein choshet mishpat. What kind of shach? The answer is, the very first words in Mogon Avroh, Tezvav, kozav ha-shach. V'gemar muchach de'en yotzi rak ve'elu ha-shnuyim v'mishnah. It's clear. You're only yotzi with those which are found in the Mishnah proper. Either Ogur, that's the source of the Rambam, said take Lana. No, he understands that Moro, the fifth one, is Lana. If he said, Bishar Yerek Mar, which is not Lana, Yochel Bala Brocha, V'divrei harav sarach iyun. The Rav means the Ramot, just says Lano or Yerik Mar, it sounds like make a bracha, Sarachim. That which the Shach Sepshav the Ogur, so the Maharam is correct. Correct. And he says, look back in the Maril. Right? The Maril. We read it before, but the Ashkenazi, the language. Okay? Okay? And then he says, what's the Maril? And the fact that Lana is one of the five, yes, because they use the word vermit, the Yadu, everyone knows. The Lana who vermit, the Lashon Ashkenaz, therefore, I think it's what he calls wormwood. I'm not sure what it means exactly. But he says, you got it right. You got it right. Okay, vermida, or Shad Evermah from the Tashbates. So the Shaf got it right. That's all. Fine. But then he adds for the Minhagi Marak Kloisner, who says, Vermida, oh, Shar Davar Shumar. Quoting from the Tashbits. Simon Tzadi Tess. I don't have the Tashbits here, but at home I have to look it up. Does he really say that? Shar Davar Mar. It says, it sounds like you can do anything. But in reality, it's not true. The Shach is right, the Malaram is right, no, the Chonkiak is right. No, bro. Where did Mishnah Berurah get it from? This idea. What's his idea? Again, one more time. His idea is that if we be Baki B'Simanim, we can use anything. This is not where Baki B'Simanim. Where did he get it from? You know where he got it from? He got it from the base mayor. He quoted five sources of Rabbi Osai, but not all five said the same thing. I look up the base mayor. He says what the Mishnah Berurah said. Namely, that the only reason we don't make a bracha is because we're not Baki B'Simanim. Now what the Bogan Avraham said, now what the Chag Yaakov said, I didn't look up the Graz and the Elia Rabba. I think, what do I need it for? I already have. Maybe you can look up for me and find me see what it says. I already have two on one side and one on the other side. I imagine the other two say one or the other. Maybe I'll have a chance to look it up. We'll see which way they say. But it's not so critical. Once we have both sides in this issue, why we don't make a bracha according to these posts? Is it because we're not bugging with Simonin? Or more than that, you have to have only the big five and nothing else. Nothing else. Interesting. So perhaps we can argue, as some do, that the reason we can be yotzei mitchrein with horseradish, not that it's tamcha, not that it's merirta. No, it's a shar yerek mar. Shar yerek mar, either that's pshat in the word merirta, includes all yerek mar, or no, it's tran acherim. Okay, it has these simonim, which horseradish does have, right? It has sap, and it's pale. Alamaylos it has. And it's even bitter. Or is it? It's horseradish bitter?
Sharp.
Not so posh, that sharp is the same as bitter. But some say apparently yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
Rashi also says it's a light green. It's not that it's white. It's not light green.
Nothing out? Right?
What is horseradish?
What is horseradish? Yeah. You ever seen in your life?
No, I have. I just don't know where it comes from. Like, where does it come from? It's like a white green.
It's a root.
So we're even saying that a root would be.
Oh, Gos Ashri. Oh, we'll get to that. Big problem. Even if horseradish works, but it says you can't use the root. We all eat the root. It's another reason why it should be no good. Patience. Good point. Oh. This is the issue. Comes along the Chochma Shlomo, Shlomo Kluge. I think that Muta Likach Tznon Shekorin Reitach from Dina Sena Lamor. What's that?
Radish.
Leave out the horse. Leave out the horse. Why do you take horse radish? Why don't you take plain radish? Believe it. It was wild. Why? Because the Mogan Avraham, the Chok Yaakov say, Tamchas Meretich. And Ashka they call in the Khrain retich, but they call retich, it also called retish. Imkain shnam the Quran came. One is meritich and one is retich. It's really the same thing. Avashar shnam habiyachad, the radish and horseradish. Vasechal nosen came. Logic. Keep it snow, nami yeshbo, kishri kimabach rain. Same thing. They're both hard. Chilos harach v'sof akosha. Habidav v'chorav kimabach rain. And the Ramah says, yivyotze v'chol yerek mar. And he goes to Rashi and Chumash. Can we see Rashi and Chumash? Kol amatzim ramir chlu. Amatzim. Kol esev mar nikra moro. Rashi before Shulman. Mar on quote. It's not against the Mishnah. Why is it against the Mishnah? Why is that against the Mishnah? The Mishnah is only five things. Look, Rashi says, "Min haTorah kol yerek manik v'mora." Chazal monu el shem mitzuyim b'mkomam shem chilasan rach v'sofa kosha. And they mentioned these five. But you know what? You could be honest with others as well. It's right for Mishnah Megillah, not already right now. So if a Rashi and Chumash says, "Kol ma'adu yerek mar korim moro," everything. Al kaponan in reitach, he says, it's okay. You can use it. Maybe it's called tamka, and if not, maybe Rashi's right and the Ramah yotze b'kol davar. But he can release the emchrein vein reitach habi b'kol tamka. One and the same thing. Can you imagine this? You go, do you ever hear anybody to use regular radish for morrow? Yeah? Is it radish bitter?
Yeah.
Not so sharp. More bitter than sharp.
No, it's sharp.
Sharp too, but it's...
It's not bitter.
We have what is it? The famous expression. Al tam val reach ein lit vakeach. You can't argue. Is it bitter? It's not bitter. It's sharp. It's not sharp. We don't argue about it. Yes or no? Anyway, this is what he says. That means it gets more, you know, it keeps going. It keeps going, going, and going. So before we go further, let's get to that idea of the root. So I asked you to see the root, just to answer your question. The root issue is found, for you to see first, in the Agos Ashri, Siman Yutas, in one line. What does it say over here? It's a one-liner. I mean, a tamay and a doctor, dafka bekela. How do you translate kela? Stalk. Avalo b'shorish. Hagos maimini per exayin sekon lamin. Chentzma. So the problem now becomes, gevalt. Don't we use the root? We use the root of the horseradish. So that's already, it's no good twice over. Number one, probably never, not moritive in the first place. And number two, if it is moritive, using the root. Well, the Rabbeinu Tam is no good. And the Rabbeinu Tam is called the Shulchanoch. Shulchanoch over here. Tov Ayin Gimel. This is Beferish. Avalo Beshorish. Beferish it did. Top line of page 166 in the Mishnah Berurah. Avalo Beshorish. Nu. So what do you do? So this, the Marivail has a steerer on both sides. A steerer. What's the stira? Rabbeinu Tam says avolo b'shoresh, because a kelach is different from a shoresh. But his grandfather, Rashi, disagrees. Where's Rashi? Rashi's in the Sefer Sukkah on Daf Yud Gimel. Shlosha klachin, of Rashi, one word. Shoroshin. Okay, little anical you, little Rabbeinu Tam. Take that. Right? It says that the word Sharoshim was translated, Kalachim was translated Sharoshim. How can my Hindu Rabbi Natan say that we say Kalachim Lafuke Sharoshim, whereas the Zayda Rashi said that Kalachim is Sharoshim? This bothers the Marivar. Do you ask the cash? I have Marivar here too. You came with everything today. Almost. Marivar. Okay? He's bothered by this problem. It's a serious problem. Perakama the Sukkah. Ezel Gimel Kalachim, Ben Gimel Gavolim, Pirish Rashi, Kalachim, Sharashi. Mitam Zeh, Nire. So some say Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. No. Hod the Rabbeinu Tam below Sharashim. Haino Asharashim Akhtanim Hamispatzlim Lekan Lekan. Aval Asharash Agodo Shiba Omer Ayerek. Habi Bechlal Kelach. Oh, So the Marival saved the day. Saved the day. That what we call the root is only these small little roots that stick out from the out, you know, they spread out in each direction. But the major body of the horse is the major, it's called Kelach. Why did he say that? To end for Rabbi Natan should be against his grandfather Rashi. Adkan Marival. You can see it over here. It's Simon Kuf Tzad Gimel. Kuf Tzad Gimel is also quite a lengthy Simon. You can find it in this edition. Rabosai on page Kuf Mem. This is column 1. Okay? I'm giving you columns for a reason. Good? Everyone with me so far? This is the issue. Now, it's interesting. If you look at Rabbeinu Peretz, it's exactly the same thing over here in the back. Close Rabbeinu Peretz. And it goes fine. Also the same thing. Kelach, but not Shorosh. Nope. Problems when it comes to lettuce, we understand. It's some kind of root. We don't eat it. But when it comes to grain, if that's to consider, the whole thing is root. And as a matter of fact, it's considered to be the pshuto. Whatever's under the ground is called a root. The whole thing is under the ground. Kemat, everything. Kemat, everything is under the ground. So I can use this meritich. Says Rabbeinu, the Marival, on the same page, page Kuf, Yigach meritich, Yigach mashehu lemala min hakarka, going all in the summer flow. The leaves on the top of the ground, and a little near the leaves, a little bit of the root sticks up. Havalo yigach mashehu lemata min hakarka, that be shorich. Rabbeinu Tam calls it that, kelach lo shorosh. This is a contradiction to this. We need two columns on page Kuf Mem. In the second column, he says, we have the meritich, you have to take dafka what? The leaves and the top part over the ground, and not the main body of the horseradish. Whereas in the previous column, he said, and for Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, no, we don't mean to exclude the main root. Shorosh HaGadol Shvom Min HaYerek. No, it's called Kelach. Only comes to exclude what? The Shoroshim Ketanim Nisbatim the Kanal Kan. It's Tiyam and Ebay on the same page in column 1 and column 2 in the Marivar. It's a good guess.
So Samir Avinu Tam's Tiyuk is correct. Why would it be that the Shoroshim Apostles are like they're it's like not a Hashem in the Mitzvah?
No one understands why. Avinu Tam made a Tiyuk. It says Kelach, not Shorosh.
I mean, wouldn't it make sense?
I
mean, like, it's further part of the earth than...
You mean if you're talking about lettuce? Emes lamito means lettuce. So how does lettuce grow? There's a head of lettuce, right? And then when you buy lettuce in the store, on the bottom is what do you have that hard, where the stalks all come to the bottom. Is there a name for that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that called? Is there a word for it in English? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Lettuce. You buy a head of lettuce. Your mother says you still buy a head of lettuce. So you buy a head of lettuce. Roman lettuce, iceberg lettuce, whatever it is. There's green leaves, and then the bottom they come together to some hard piece. Stalks in the middle, which you can't see from when you buy it. And the bottom's that hard little thing. It's this big, that's all. I'm guessing that the shorosh grew out of there, right? Without being a botanist. My guess is that underneath that thing was a root which they cut off before they sold it to the vegetable store.
But that's the stem.
It's the bottom of the stem is the root, right? So that's as Adam says, that's nothing to do with the Eretz. It's a separate thing. I can understand that. Lamito Shodova, we think.
It also has to be
signed as Kesef Meiser. Right, the root probably completely inedible. I'm guessing. Did anyone ever see a lettuce root in his life? City boys, reverse.
Even if it's not inedible.
City boys! Get a picture on your Wikipedia or something like that. What does a lettuce look like before they. You got it from the store. Obviously, it grew in some kind of a root. My guess is that root's just cut off before it ever made it to the stores in New York City. You can't even see it. They're very machmir. They're afraid you're going to use the root. Rabbeinu Tam is behind it. Who controls Hunt Point? Rabbeinu Tam. They cut off the shorosh of all the lettuce all year long, lest you come to use Chas Shomar Pesach. Any
lettuce.
You want that? A Baron Cutler Zal used iceberg lettuce on Pesach. I think it's quoted by Rabbi Ida, if I'm not mistaken.
Iceberg is just a mutation of romaine, though.
Right. And why did they use iceberg? No bugs. No bugs, exactly.
why do people now specifically use romaine?
That was the original. That was a more original mint. Okay, about that. This whole.
Can you? But the and using a stem another table lettuce would be caught up in this method. So the same.
Rabban used iceberg lettuce. No.
No, but iceberg you could argue is just a mutation of rain, but it's not another type of lettuce.
I'm not so
the same machlokas as being able to use other tzi or gemar. Or maybe it's better.
I don't know. Maybe it's better. It's lettuce. It's all kutzokas and chazer.
Maybe all these things are types of lettuces.
What's trash is lettuce?
No. I mean, all things are the Mishnah. All things
are the Mishnah. And the Kedavi? Well, Endar is kind of lettuce. He claims they're all the same family. Rabbi Sheffer says, it's all the same family. I don't know how you define families. I mean, you'll leave your bubbles next to you around the families. But when it comes to the Mavara and Pesach, what's a family? Is there a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a cousin? You know, Rishon, Berishon, Shane, Shane. How do you imagine families? He uses the word family. He says it's lettuce family, it's Endar. It's all the same general. He gives a Latin name for the whole general family that they all sort of belong to. What does not belong to that family is certainly his own trash. That's for sure. Your buttons. Yes, sir.
Why do we assume that Rabbi Thomas is not just me? Medakti, he could say be medai. It also could mean be medakti, but he's saying he's the Lashon Mishnah, therefore he's medakti, he can do that. Now that he actually holds the Mekar Din, he
can
do that.
The Lashon Rabbi Thomas, he holds it only with the leaves and with the stalks, but not with the root.
That's
the
Lashon be medakti, he would.
It's from the Lashon.
He's with the rise of the lotion. No, I didn't mean like the brisket rub is a medakli. Medakli means he's medakli from the lotion. It's syntactical influence. Okay. Rabbi Olsen. Anyway, this is a major problem, a second problem. And as a matter of fact, in the Leket Yosher, here we have that too. Leket Yosher is written by the Talmud of the Trumas Hadesh. Gave the Minhagim of his time. Fascinating. It was put out by an individual called Yaakov Freiman Av Bezen Tequila Halashal, the Medina's Merin. It was put out in Berlin in Tov Reish Samach Gimel. That's 1903. Came out in Berlin. Halashal. Now, who was this? Who was this guy? Who was he? Who was he? Who ever heard of him? Okay. You have to understand that it's a very distinguished family, the Freiman family, and descendant from the Ochaner. Ochaner. And Halashau was a very famous town in Europe. Who was the Abbezin of Halashau, believe it or not? The Shach. At one point, he was born there, was Abbezin there. It's a very famous town. And this Rabbi Yaakov Freiman was a Talmud Chacham of tremendous stature, who's also a historian. And his Mavo, in the middle, it's an Orach Chaim in Yerodeh, the Mavo printed in the middle, he attempts to identify every Rav who was mentioned in the Neged Yosher. And he goes through, you're not going to believe this, he goes through over 100 Rabbanim in alphabetical order, 134 to be precise. Fascinating. I just look a little bit. Most of them we never heard of. But the Abbezin were great Rabbanim in Germany and other parts of Europe at that point in time. What was that point in time? When did the Leket Yosher live? 15th century, I believe, approximately that time. And he was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is Rabbi Yisrael. That was his name. Rabbi Yisrael Isselein. That's how he's referred to. And this is over here. Goes into a whole discussion of who he was. He was apparently a Talmud of the Maharil. So it goes in order. This is 15th century Gedolim in Germany. So here in the same Leket Yosher, there are two fascinating things. And I marked it off with bookmarks to be able to find it. Writes as follows. Here we go. End of page 83 in this edition. We're going to go to my mini. Everything's in German. Sheroshim min ameritich. Also lika. That's what that goes. I think he used the Sharash quotes of Benatah. Then he quotes Rashi in Sukkah, Kalachim Misharashim. Me'ata dukya der Benatam, eino. Can't dictate Mariv. He says, Mariv said no. He ever shall lech because I meritich. You can't eat it, it's too sharp. That's what he says. He heard this. I don't think it's printed in Mariv, but he heard it. It's on page 83. Later on page 92, tells it five types. Chasa comes first. Kol ha-muktim kodem. Tamcha, meritich. We call it crane. But you're not so with the sharoshim. Only Kelach, doesn't mention Sharosh. Don't take the gufa crane, ala klochin, the stalk. Is there a stalk? A horseradish has a stalk? Ha! Is there a stalk in the horseradish?
In the plant itself.
Oh, yeah? Veha all in Shibirosha. It has leaves on top. Uve Kelach, yosna nafili yovin, we'll get to that later. Okay, so this is on page 92. So he has two comments on this issue. So already in his time, he gave you the Midagashkina. So now real was the Abiyah Midagashkina. What there is in Ukraine. Why? We don't. How did it happen? How did it happen? That's what the Rabbi Schaefer discusses. How did it happen? So his speculation is, it happened because they had no lettuce.
Rishon Bruce says that also that they didn't have other stuff to use Ukraine.
Where's the mission? Let's read it together.
The Agur says that. So the Agur says to take.
Right. That we saw in the Ramah. Im ein lo echad meili. What do you mean you don't have? They didn't grow. They didn't grow there. Right. So I'm going to read you some of his historical analysis. I think it's very fascinating, and why it is that the Maril and the Leket Yosha are the ones, you know, who talk about this. And what precipitated that becoming popular? Again, I go Maimony, written by Rav Meir Cohen, who says lived from 1215 to 1293. No other Talmud of the Maram has it, and the original manuscripts don't have it either. And the manuscripts are obviously Meshubash. Things make no sense there, so it's hard to understand. Again, the same thing with the Rashi and the Rif is also. It's hard to understand. It's, we don't know where it comes from. Where did it come from? The Sefer Aguda. Well, it does not explicitly define Tamcha as merita, as we read it ourselves. We read it ourselves. How did it define Tamcha? Not at all. The Ravan, the Ravyo never translated Tamcha. Some funny reason. Oh. So what... So what changed? What changed? So the Aguda mentions it. The Aguda was Nifter in 1349. He was in Frankfurt, then he went to Erfurt in Eastern Germany. So what happened? What happened? Obviously you use lettuce. It's klar. Lettuce was available in Western Germany in Pesach time. That's what we saw. He brings Urias, the Manhag of Maram Rebbe. Maram Rottenberg, and a few other things. And he tells you to look in J. Freiman, Berlin, 1910. I'm sure it's the same person, Jakob Freiman, who wrote about this. It was hard to find. Of course, the Rashbeit, the Tashbeitz. Tashbeitz is a student of Maram Rottenberg, and the Aguda. You couldn't find it. You couldn't find lettuce. You couldn't find it. He writes as follows. As one, it's page 229. As one moves northeast, the climate in winter becomes progressively colder, and spring begins progressively later. Western Germany, lettuce is usually available. Well, it's hard to find. Further east, in Citizen's Erfurt, it's probably even more difficult to procure. Couldn't get it. You couldn't get it. The dependence on horseradish then probably started in the cooler climate of eastern Germany and moved to the even colder climates of Poland and Russia. That's it. That's what he says. Or maybe if I can't. It started in even the colder portions of Eastern Europe. They had no choice. There's very little written about early Eastern European Jewish settlements. Almost nothing is written, he says. Of course, from Astari. Next page, 230. Once established, moved to the relatively warmer Germany, where it could be dependent upon whatever necessary. Either way, it seems to flow from the migration of the Jews northeastward into Europe and the flowering of new Jewish communities in these colder regions. That's it. So it appears. What remains unanswered is how horseradish attained its place of prominence in the list of acceptable bitter herbs. Given the conservatism of the halachic process, the sudden introduction of a new species to fulfill so important a requirement as the eating of marah is difficult to imagine. Really, he's right. How did it happen? There's so many chumras. How did this happen? The pace of the chumras. How did it happen? So he says, well, maybe they use it for charoses, as we saw from the Rabbi Yoh, was around the table.
For Massa.
One second. Maybe it was, you know, it's because it was just too cold and nothing else. Maybe they viewed it as Merirta. Merirta, right? It's a general category. He's befuddled. Befuddled, but that's the reality. Okay? This is the best I can do. Okay? Fine. What about the idea of the problem of the root? Here's a very nice cute subset over here. This is on that page, the very page, the last few pages here. He calls it the root of the problem of the problem of the root. That's very cute. That rhymes. Okay. It all starts with the Rabbeinu Tam. He wants to know what's the story of this with Rabbeinu Tam. Should we follow it? Should we not follow it? So it's interesting. He quotes over here the Taz. The Taz is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah too, so you can see it either place. You have a Bishul Ben Aruch, look it up in the Taz proper, which is always good to look at the original source. Top Ayin Gimel Sivkot and Ches. Top Ayin Gimel Sivkot and Ches. What was the minute? One second, please. In the right place. Excuse me. Nearby. Let's see if he quotes it. Hold on a second. We sort of steer in the Mari Vile from one page to another, one column to another. Second, please. So there's a whole tumult about it, whether you should or should not use it. Machlokas between the Bach and the Masses Binyamin, they both quote the Mari Vile. One quotes one column, one quotes the other column. So what can I tell you? They both quote two different columns. It's hard to know what it really means. And the Poshra of the Mari Vile is the Chatchila Yeshua shouldn't do it. And in the pinch, he relies upon that Chiddush, that only the lower roots that branch out are considered to be roots, otherwise not. That's the Pashup shot.
Maybe he says that he agrees that the root is fine, but he also says that the root has to be above ground, so only the top part of the root.
Well, that's they didn't use that. They were using the whole root. The top part of the root is very, very small. Very, very, very small. Almost all of it's underground. That's what they say. This is the Taz. He's quoting over here. For Isi Harbe Anoshim Shalokim B'Shas Achilas Moro Es Hayerek Shalom U'B'Shas HaKricha Notun HaKelach. This is a minig which the Taz refers to. Some people do it. This does not seem to be accurate. I'm looking in that source. It's not here. Hold on. Sorry it's taking me so long. It's not finding what he quoted verbatim. Doesn't seem to be here. Ah, it's not ches, it's hey. Typical mistake in script. He said he called it 473.8, but it's really 473.5. The Taz said cut in hey. Have a low b'shoresh. He quotes his custom. His custom makes no sense. Ain't no tam v'lorech. It doesn't make any sense, he says. You can see it over here in the bar heta. You all have the bar heta yud base. Everyone should read it together. Makes no sense. The eat horseradish is very painful. To eat the yerek shelo, whatever you want to call that, the leaf, is not so painful. So the Taz says that over here. That's what the Taz says. Okay. You should always try. Why they do it different? They didn't have enough. It's Pashup Shah. Didn't have enough. Did you look in he quotes the Yosef Ometz. Oh. Who's the Yosef Ometz? He quoted all the original customs of Germany. Very famous Sefer Menhagim. After the Mayril, obviously. But look what he says, and I that's what I've seen. I didn't find it in the Beit Medrash. You have Yosef Ometz on the Beit Medrash? So you'll bring it up tomorrow. I want to see it inside. Simen Tov Shin Mem Vav. I'm quoting to you from over here, but I always like to see things inside. So over here, the Yosef Ometz has the following minute, which that's how I grew up. But the minute of Yosef Ometz, even though it's a German minute, and I'm far from Germany, but I grew up this way. The same is in page 235, the same footnote 74. What does Yosef Ometz says? He says, "Achakach hamora v'acharoses." What's the moral? Latich im efshar im darb of yikarin. You spend a lot of money for the tomorrow. Achakach hameritich shalok and also the kricha. Use lettuce for the moror and horseradish for korach. Who grew up that way in a seder? I'm the only one. Who grew up in a seder where they used lettuce for moror? And they use horseradish for korach. Who grew up in a house where they use lettuce for both? Who grew up in a house where they use horseradish for both? Everyone makes them very. We have pluralism. Okay. So my minute that I grew up with is the Yosef Ometz. Now, in those days, lettuce was very expensive. But I guess they didn't want to change them in Hogan. That's how I grew up in that fashion. The Magen Avraham, here in Sivkotten, Yud I think it's Yud Beis. But Olam Nogim Lebarach Olam Velekricha Not LeMakelach, and he quotes a pshat. We'll get to it later. That he thinks that the Kelach is. 1 second. Again, Olam is Nog what? Lebarach Ala Olam, and the Kricha they take the Kelach. He thinks the Olam is better than the Kelach. And he says, that's the Minigola. That's it. He quotes over here. It's a cotton Yud Beis in the Magen Avraham. So it appears. Okay. Let's read you another line here. 1 second. Fine. To Rabosai, it seems to me, I'm going to give you my own personal opinion. My personal view, sorry to say it, is that more of Yidin is less, or endos. Same time, many families have a minig to use horseradish. We're loath to change family menhagim. Especially, as the Seder, as when it was hoped to have one of these days, is fundamentally an opportunity for education. We got to the Mincha. I will never forget my father, Zechron of the Bracha, when he would eat the Mara for the Mara. Okay, we eat Mara. But he ate the horseradish for the Korech. Woo! His face would turn red and his smoke coming out of his mouth. That's what we felt as little children, the bitterness of the tribe. What the lettuce and garnish? So I'm loath to give that up. At the same time, the Litvish side of me says to me, come on, this is a very horseradish, this has nothing to do with Mara. What I do is as follows. Mara itself, lettuce, romaine lettuce. Korech, matzah, and more romaine lettuce. But you have the matzah, you have this bottom of the sandwich, if you will. So the first thing I show to give a kazayas of matzah, kazayas of mora, our kazayas of rabbosa. Not what they. Someone made this from. I think it's from yesterday. I finally made it. Guy walks up with you with those red, green, and blue. You know the matzah.
Yeah.
He said, Rabbi, you think it's a ratchet? I said, no. What? It's too small. No, it's too big, I told him. He's looking at me like I'm some kind of some freak or something. Form rabbi. Anyway, so after I give everybody the matzah with the lettuce on top, at the edge, at the end of the matzah of the car, I put a pile of horseradish. And people who follow me, I can't tell them what to do, but they see what I do. First I eat the matzah with the lettuce. That's the mitzvah of karuch. And after that's done, so I finish my matzah, I finish my maror, I finish my karuch. Then I have a pile of horseradish on the last shtickel matzah at the end, and then I eat it and go, oh, and I get red, and my kids, and now the grandchildren, Baruch Hashem, they go, oh, the same as we grew up. That's a pile, I want to give it up. It's important, we should keep the family. I think I was saying if you're there. That's what happens at my sale.
Okay. Do you have a design for the horseradish?
As a matter of fact, if you ask what is a real kazayas, yes. I may have a kazayas which is half a kibbutz. I have a lot. And it really gets right through your nose. It's coming out of you. It's sweet. And that depends, of course, on how it depends on the year. When you grind it and how you grind it and how you cover it and then what kind of mazel you have with you go to the store and buy it. We'll discuss that later. She said, grow up. I want to talk about that by reasons, but I don't think we'll get to that today. Yes?
Let me just repeat this practice in the city.
First, I have a kazayas of matzah. Then I have a kazayas of lettuce. Right? Roman lettuce. Then I have a kazayas matzah and Roman lettuce together on a sandwich. And I eat that first. And then the sandwich sticks out. The matzah sticks out. On the last half of the sandwich, I put on a pile of horseradish. And everyone has the horseradish at the end. Yeah. Once you're yotzi, you're not going to hear the bits of the mafreya. That's this. Fine. I'm afraid it was shus b'vat l'mitzah. We'll get to that later on. The sugya in Perek Av Yitzchak. That's the whole sugya of Korach. The whole sugya is all about that. Rabbi Karp quotes the Kovitz Gesher. I couldn't believe it. He must have quoted from the Hebrew version. And I told you yesterday, he doesn't bash it. This is page Shin Samach. I was going to look it up. Shas. Bisi mama meharib Aleph Shefer v'choveres b'ho tzoas v'shivas hagri hegim v'reshid alv zatzal mishnas tashma ul'dvar v'sham chokar v'bodak v'sifre kol v'shonim v'tergum v'shal atzmachim v'shenoklu v'shonim v'hela v'shetargum v'shenos v'rashi v'arif v'milas tamcha v'arambam v'resh mishnayis. Eino ayerek shenikra chrein. I look at an ace of marvu hanikra kayom murbium. That's what Rashi says. What is that the modern word murbium? I never heard of it. Yeah, it's a modern Hebrew word. He said they call it murbium in Hebrew. That's what he says. The gama crane leros einenu lo zachinu leros bo simana shenos lo chazav amar. Tanash yesh ostrav upon a maksifin. Udvarov ein zem mara lacharif. What's the problem? Of course, many, many sources that just doesn't seem to fit. doesn't fit. Merirta is supposed to be the bitterest of all. If Tamcha is Morris, that's much more bitter, assuming that Sharp is considered to be bitter. It doesn't fit with the order of the five. It fits with the Rasha the Rif. He says Merirta is better. That would fit, but not the way that other Rishon have that's Tamcha. Quotes the Rashi of the Rif. That Oshin Shapa hate it. We follow Rashi of the Rif. That's not really Rashi either. There's a question of what do you do? How do you eat it? Do you eat it raw? Right? Do you? We'll see soon. We'll try to get to it tomorrow. You have to bite. Who would ever seen anybody to bite from the? Just take a guess. Who's seen it? You've seen it? Remember the brisket seder, right? Huh? Brisket? You didn't see the brisket seder? You did it yourself, probably. Yeah, we just...
From the horseradish?
Just take them.
Well, not from the piece. My father cuts stuff into just chunks.
Chunks. That's in between. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I saw.
Chunks. Yeah. Okay, chunks.
No, I ate chunks.
Okay. Apparently, the Beis Halevi is quoted that he must have been ate from the... I think it was because he held like the mice in Nissen. Don't know how good it sounds in Nissen. Probably not. Who wrote the Ma'aseh Nissen? Who wrote it?
The
Nesivos, all the Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Das. Every year we have some Tanna from him. He's the one at the very beginning that God says everyone grinds up the Moro in not Yotze, not because of Arba Shagas that it's not Moro in the first place. Based on Moro Bracha, says it loses its Bracha if you grind it up. We'll see later. So, what do you do? So you can't make everybody happy. If you grind it up, it's not going to go into the Ma'aseh Nissen. Feed it straight, other folks, that's nuts. You're crazy. It's not shloka der hachila, you're not yotze. So you can't win. So they should better have, and it's on the ground. Omnom, the last line. Lemaise poshut she'ein lonu elevisoros avoseinu v'avoseinu biyadeinu. Vikach achrein letamcha. V'chol echad noe keminig avosav. V'bolav ochi. Rashi in the Rif says it's Merirta. The Shah Rishonim say Merirta is Koleis of Mar, or it's a Shabbat, brackets. Im lo nechalek bein choref l'mar. And the Simonim is a bit of a problem, he says. Ad kan dvar v'kadosh. Okay? Pein shin sama, go over to Am, sama chal. It's very even-handed. I talk and keep minig avoseinu. After I finish the mitzvah, what I think I do, what I keep minig avoseinu do. As we got to the bincha, that's all. Fine. We had mentioned Rabbi Osai. Now comes the next chum. This is Pesach is the time for chumras, as we well know. The next chum. We had mentioned Rabbi Osai, the Gemara, Talmud Bavli, is Tchiloso Mar Vesofo. Tchiloso what? What is the Gemara we saw? Rach Vesofo Kosher. Right. So the Agos Maimini, here in Perek Zion, has the following. Uvi Rishalmi, Perek Beis Halacha, Porich, Haichazeres, Mosoku. Not just rock salt, it's sweet. It's sweet. Opposite of bitter. Umeshani, Kol Atzmo Shelchazeres, Meshanim Shelo Amitriim. What does that mean? So the Rishalmi goes on and says, it started off. The Meitav Haaretz, yeah, Parshas Vayigash, come to Meitav Haaretz and live there. At the end, Vayemoru Eschayeyem, Rabbi Osai, Vayemoru Eschayeyem. So it's Tchilos and Mosuk Vesof Omar as the midstream to us. On this basis, Rabbi Osai, it's well known. So it's, I'm a city boy, but the Prichodesh. I guess he knew more about farms than I know he knew more about farms than I did. He says it's well known that quote Shatz Babli, Chiloso Rach Visofo Kosher, that the lettuce starts off soft and ends up hard. Let me just read it to you. The Pri Chodesh. Uh-huh. he commits a chazeres. Af al pi shimasuka biyoser, vein b'shimarirus. Al sim sofa shakelech shalot the stalk miskasha ke'etz, it's as hard as wood. Ulaficha af shimasuka yosin ba. I am mash after the sun. Pashup shot. Right now it's sweet. The yotzi anyway. That's a simple pshat in the Rishami. A simple pshat in the Bavli as well. Everybody says this way. Everybody. The Chok Yaakov in Sukkot and Yud Ches. Read what he says. Fascinating. Sivkot and Yud Ches. Also a whole Arichas. Isn't false? He quotes a Gemara in Brachas. Nun Vav, middle of the dreams, says, your business, interpreted a dream, Morir iskach kechasa. Your business is as bitter as lettuce. What does that mean? I thought lettuce is sweet. Says the Chok Yaakov, Tzorach lomar, demikol makom yesh b'meriris ktsas. It's a little bitter. How do we say it in America? Bittersweet. It's bittersweet. So suggests the Chok Yaakov. How can that be? I saw Rabbi Karp ask the Kasha, pay Shin Sam of Beis. No! That's not what he's telling him. It's like investing with Madoff. Back in the headlines. Investing with Madoff. Tchilasa Moslik Vesof Omar. Yeah, you get 12% every month. Yeah. At the end, you get zero. Why is the Chok Yaakov saying it has to be a little bit Mar? Who said so? I don't understand the question of the Chok Yaakov. Where the guy? That's exactly the point. It's like a typical investment. Starts off great, ends off terrible. Loivati Akusha. Came in the sofa lahakshah, shaper kamale, moris of kachasa. She ate the sofa mar, matawelis betchiloso. Adrabah said, goof amalo. After betchila tatsviat like made off. The soft taps it out cold like made up. Everything, lose everything. That's exactly what he's telling. Of course, I'm giving you the best advice. It's too good to be true. It is too good to be true. It's not true. I don't know if you want money, but that one thing I know. That was his defense. You hear the radio say? His defense was those who bought me should have known that it couldn't be true. It's too good to be true. Never. Yes.
How do you explain the Babli kosher?
Again, we just explained it. That the stalk comes as hard as wood.
Is that right?
You're asking me. The Prichoder said it's true. You're a dua. Go on online and find out. It's lettuce stalks. And they stay a long time. Do they get hard? No, they get hard. The Prichoder says you're a dua. Not just true. It's well known for those who live in farmland. You and I grew up in the city. You don't know? Kamzach has an ish. With his own unique chum. Our gedolim are free to make their own chumras and their own kulas, their own chidushim. That's what they're gedolim. They don't go with the flow. The Chazon Ish says, you're not yotzei mora. On my lettuce that I have, I'm not yotzei, he says. Why? It's not bitter. It's true. It's not bitter. The Shammai says it's not bitter. It's muscle. Says the Chazon Ish, if it's not bitter, you're not Yosef. Aye, Yerushalmi? No, he says. The Havamina was unbelievable pshat. The Havamina was, it has to be bitter from beginning to end. Kamash Malon, that even though it starts off sweet, since it ends off bitter, Yote, when it's bitter. A new pshat. Not when it's too bitter to eat. No, it's the Einar Olachila. Not when it's sweet, but in the middle. Gotta get it at the right time. When it started getting bitter, but it hasn't become too bitter to eat. Ad kan divrei chazon ish, you'll find this in the Kufcha of Dal and Aruch Chaim. And this hour is on our daf lamites.
Also, in the Bali, there's no indication that you could be Otsi when it's read some days of Aslan Kirishami, or maybe it's a bunch of Kirishami.
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. Say that. Ad kan dvar v'kadosh. What's his raya? The Gemara, I asked you to see at the end. Kuf tezvav. Open the Gemara. This is the end, last time the Mamma comes. Kuf tezvav. Please turn. Kuf tezvav of the base. That's his raya. Kuf tezvav amid beis. Bolo, right smack in the middle. Bolo matza yotza, bolo morlo yotza. Why? Why not? Why you not yotze? So the Gemara says, Rashbam really says. Rashbam says, bolo morlo yotza. First wide line, middle-sized wide line. Deminan tamara veleko. It has to taste bitter. That's it. It's not bitter, it's nothing. You have not fulfilled by Maros Chayayim, as the Rashbam says. Yes?
Suggest that Tamar just means you taste the Maro, but not the
That's what everyone else says. You taste the Maro, you taste lettuce. And this taste of lettuce, although right now it's sweet, it's going to become bitter later on, it's good enough. Kach goes with Torah. See what Shami says? No one else accepts this trap. Nobody. As a matter of fact, the lush of the Yerushalmi is, you need Yerushalmi lush of Ein Toli Ela B'Chazeres. Has to taste like lettuce. The Maram Chalabas is a buffet with Shanada. The Chinuch says so. The Chinuch says, Rabbi Osai, that's in Shmitzvah Shin Peyal, it's Amat Zemor Mechlu, says that since the Kelah, the stalk, says the Chesef Rechinuch, is Tam Omar Tzas, the Yotze with the olim, with the leaves, even though, in his words, the Beis Yosef's words actually, Eino Mar Klal. That's what the whole world thinks against the Chazanish. It's a Das Yochid Mamish.
But the Rashbam says the Beferish.
Like the Chazanish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says the Chazanish thinks the Pshat and the Rashbam is, and it has to be bitter in your mouth.
That's what it says.
Either we don't follow the Rashbam, or the Rashbam didn't mean it. One of the two. The Rashbam, I read it to you. The Rashbam, so I put it in the mind of the comments. I'd like to be honest. The Rashbam said so. It has to taste bitter. Maybe that's why people prefer to have the horseradish, which tastes, whoa. If sharpness equals bitterness, you better believe it's bitter. The most bitter. It's the most sharp. Again, back to the lashon of Rav Yosef Karo. Discusses the question of what do you use for Mara? Gotta find it. A long sim. Gotta find it, you know? Eliarux. It's on page Tuf Tzadi Hay in our version. Please. Not finding it. It's supposed to be here. Elisha, which says that we use it even though it's not bitter at all. I apologize. Right this minute, I can't find it. It's supposed to be here. It's quoted. I'm sure it's somewhere here. That's our meaning. Although the Rashbam may be a right to the Chazanish. I can see that. Now.
Also, there are Rishonim that don't mention such a thing that it could be sweet. They don't bring that
up. Enough for the Rishonim. Since they don't, they're possible against Rishonim, it's possible.
So, I mean, you have no indication from any Rishonim that... So, I mean, you could imagine that that's the Pshat and the other. If the Rambam, for example, just says you have to eat merorim, and these are examples of things that are merorim, so it could be that also has to be there.
The Rambam says, merorim, amurim, betorah, hena chazeres, da-da-da-da. But chazeres is not bitter. He should have said, you have to have the chazeres after you left it to become bitter. Should have said so. Hagos Maimonides, again, one more time, on that very Rambam, says, Uvrishani poro hachazeres v'masukhu, mishani kol atzmo shel chazeres. Heshanim shel lo ha-mitzrim. It's tchila, so again, the same business. So chazeres is the chidish the same, means after it comes bitter. That's a very big chidish. Again, Rav Shmuel sounds that way, you have to have something in the rears in your mouth. I'll say, no, tam mar just means, it should be the time of chazeres, as Yerushalmi implies. You're looking for a chumrah, it's not a bad chumrah. Not bad, I'm the first to concede it. How do you do it physically? How do you do it in reality? How do you do it? How do you get the Roman lettuce to become bitter?
I mean, I guess you leave it in the ground longer, but...
Yeah,
but
you and I can't do that. We don't have farms.
So you can do Zendives.
What?
You can do Zendives.
Chazanish lettuce.
Oh, let's market it. Chazanish lettuce. We'll leave it in the ground longer. Endives. Use endives. And that's all bitter, no?
Yeah.
Solves all the problems, though. It's above ground, right?
What are endives?
And it's,
What are endives exactly?
What are endives? You go to the store. It looks like a little, it's in your beloved store, buy it. Yeah?
But it's not,
it's not the best, but if you say it has an issue, when I yotze. Yeah?
Arugula, if we're saying that any lettuce is chazeres, arugula is bitter. And why don't we eat
that? What did you say? What's bitter?
A particular lettuce.
What's it called?
Arugula.
Arugula?
Arugula.
Arugula. I think romaine is a little more bitter than iceberg, no?
It's really a stronger flavor, so
good. Who would consider our romaine lettuce to have a little bit bitterness in it? You would?
Because we use our imagination because we know it's supposed to be tomorrow.
I don't mean not that. It's in comparison to iceberg lettuce. Iceberg is the most popular lettuce in America. Stop lettuce is iceberg lettuce.
It's water.
What? It's water iceberg lettuce.
They both taste like nothing.
Okay, I want you to be honest. I don't want you to give me the answer I want to hear. I want you to give me the honest answer. If it doesn't taste bitter, it's not bitter. What can I do? What can I do? From both sides, the moment I'm wrong, has a steer in Rashi. What's a steer in Rashi? Rashi in Chumash, with the Yotzun, and image of Nikramah. Rashi the Gemara is after one of these five things. How do you reconcile the steer? This is the question of the moment I'm wrong. Has an incredible answer, which I, Pasha, don't believe. But he says it. I'm going to read it to you. The Magen Avraham can be found over here, Rabosai, in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Listen for a second. End of Sipkon Tezvav. The very end. I asked you to see all this. I don't know if you saw it. End of Sipkon Tezvav. What do you do to Rashi? He says, Rashi and Chumash says, Kol Esav Mar Yidik Ramor. Ava V'Gemar Lo Mashmakein. The only notes, only five. Kem Esukli Daf Yid Gimel Aman Aleph Yisav. Tafila Meriritu the Agma in Yotzin. Why? Meshbar Shem Levi has an additional name. The Tzarech Shir Shmo Mor below Shem Levi. So I can say everything bitter. This is Gamma Kavanos Rashi Nira. Loma Shakol Kori Moro. Avamikomakom and Yotzin Eleva Osam Shinikram Bishas Matan Torah Moro. When Rashi and Chumash, Rashi Akkadosh and Chumash, Pashas Bo, said, Kol Esav Mar Nikra Mara, it was not a halachic statement. It's not what people things are called. Who believes this? You're much more Muna Chacham than I. You believe the words of the Magen Avraham? More power to you.
I've heard generally that Rashi Chumash isn't trying to be a
halachic. Yeah, so why are you saying anything?
There's places where Rashi and Chumash explain stuff like not low the Hilchos or not like Gemara or.
Okay. I'm glad you. Okay. Gavald. Call Esav Mar Nikra Mar. You shouldn't think it's like the Gemara's half a minute, which are not vegetation, which are bitter, non-vegetative objects. Okay, maybe. Let me give you my pshat. And I have a Chiddush Gadol, which I don't know if it's right or wrong. Is my pshat. Rabosai Elu VeElu Divrei Elokim Chai. You need the five, and you need. Or you need, I should say, Kol Esav Manik Ramar. It's my Chiddush. if you're using those five, Rabbi Osai, even if it's not bitter in your mouth, you don't see anyway. So far, whatever pshat you want to have. But if you're using some other species and it's actually bitter, it's called Ace of Ma'akarimar. No skew in Rashi. My own terms. Rashi in the Gemara says you have to use these five. If you're using these five, it could be sweet. Rashi from Chumash is telling you, whatever is bitter, yot. No skew. Now, if you look at the Ritva, quotes the Ra'ah, who says that the Marirta, the last one, includes anything which is bitter, has to be raw lachila k'tzas, otherwise saying raw lachila bracha is nothing. And I asked the Siddur Rabbeinu David with the long footnote. Anyone saw it? Anyone see Rabbeinu David yet? Whoa, you have a lot to say the footnote. It's yay long. Yes, I'm sorry.
Just had a question. According to the Rishonim in the Shulchan Aruch, that the order in the Mishnah is a Seder Kedima.
Right.
So Chazeres comes first because like of the associations that it has.
Chasa.
So what about, like, what's the order with everything else? It's clear from the Gemara that Mara or Marirata is the most bitter, and that's where one of the Amoraim was trying to get it, but it's at the end of the list.
Right.
Everything
so
else comes
the Pasha Pshat, the Rav Yoz, Mechadesh, the Chiddush, it goes in order. And that Chiddush is found in the Shulchan Aruch.
But what's the order? If it's not based on bitterness, why did those...
Why did the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Baal HaMishnah, why do you put him in that order? That's a good question. Anyone have an answer to that question? It's kind of on the mission itself, you're asking a question.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your question?
I understood Rashi to think that all of the things in the Mishnah were, to some degree or another, bitter.
Ah.
Because Rashi, the Imam Mar Echad, the Havamina, that only one of them could use from Mar. So Rashi says, Mina hu mahanafi rakos, v'lav kohane ela marshev kulam, the most
bitter.
Right.
It's the Havamina. But you're saying the fact marshev kulam is their oma. Every one of them is marked. Everyone in the room says lettuce is not marked. It's a different kind of lettuce.
Maybe it used to be. Maybe it's also, I heard also once that there's been selective breeding over the last 1,000 years to make the lettuce sweeter.
So there we go. It reminds me of oats again. So, again, we have Slavi Rishami. That's club. Rishami is a fairish. And Chalish reinterprets Rishami, but the symbol of John Rishami is if you have a sweet. Now, the problem of the Mogan Avraham Kazakasha against the Ramah, the Ramah says you can yobi to the other minute, but it's against the Pasha. We read it before. The Pasha, you can only use a five, right? It's a Kasha called the Rashi Lishita. It's called the Rashi no Kasha. Mara Marita includes everything which is bitter. What about the Shem Levi? What do with that kasha? That's a great kasha. Shem Levi. It's Mamash Mara, just because Mara the Agma. Who has this kasha? The Meiri. Because the Meiri is the one who says here an hour after I ask you to see it. Then you go to Bechol Min Mar. What's the Meiri going to do with the Gemara of Chazeres the Agma being no good? That's a powerful kasha. It's not going to rob his kasha. And it says it's a knockout. No, the Meiri is up to the challenge. I read you the Meiri here on Daf Yud Gimel in the Sefer Sukkah. This is what he says: Chazeres hamatzuya ba'agam, harehu bechlal chazeres lotes ba'idei chomos bepesach. It's a shame levi. It's not a shame levi. V'lo sof davar lotes. Obviously, you don't say why. Shebechol esav mayos nechomos maror. This is about Rav's kasha. What are you pilpling about? Elo shemima she'omru mitzvah bechazeres. Afzu bichlal chazeres lekayim ba mitzvahs chazeres. Yotze de lechatchila. The Magen Avraham is the kasha from Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel. Mirror to the Agma. Maybe you're not yotze, or maybe you're yes yotze, not yotze. A pilpul in the Sukkah Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel. Is it a shem levai or not a shem levai? What's the difference? If you're yotze, no matter what, as long as it is bitter. Yes, you're yotze, but you're not yotze lechatchila of chazeres. That's the truth. The Meiri was up to the challenge. It's an excellent answer to this question. And finally for today, let's finish up the Haggah of the number 20 in the Ben Adam. What he says there, He quotes the Gemara in Erevin. We have open up your Gemara. It's an unfortunate omission of one line, both say, in the Likutei Rashi. You have Likutei Rashi, but I can't blame him. I understand why he left it out. He puts up a Kule in the worst possible place. Then we have this Sugan Aflama test quoted in the Gemara, a kind which is found also in Erevin. They're both looking sorry. With a small little basis. Af Arkablin. So the Likutei Rashi says Af Arkablin. Shame Moror. Siv Ove Hagodol Sviv Adekal Ulvipa for all Bo Kalula Vekpanim. Vechule. What's the Vechule? I want to know, Preto. What's Vechule? Isn't that the most important? Yes, it is the most important. What's the Vechule? So it's literally the last three words of the second paragraph in Erevin in Rashi. The last three words are the most important words which are left out because he decided to put Bechule in over here. And I'll tell you why I put Bechule. Because when that Rashi that he quotes, there's a two dots, and then, not a full two dots, like a pale two dots, and then it starts something else. After the word he quoted, actually it's one dot, single dot in Rashi. Then it says, Charzaisa tchufos har beyachad kemachrozos v'tam moror bo. Those three critical words. V'tam moror bo. Are we yotze or not yotze? It's the machlokas hatanoim. Right? So we have the machlokas hatanoim already in our Gemara. What does the Gemara say over here? Who said the yotze, Rabbi Osai? Who said the yotze? Look over here. Rabbi Lo. Right? But no one agrees. We pass in Yenai Yotze. Comes out, Yenai Yotze. So therefore the Book of Rome is right and the Rama is wrong. You look at the Meiri there in Masechta Erev and he says, no. Rabbi Eloi says, Afal pi de nota le mesikus, even though it's a little bit sweet, still Yotze. So it could be that Chachamim disagree. They don't consider that to be bitter, but if it would be bitter, in fact, you would be Yotze, as Rabbi David and the Ramah said. Or, this is the footnote, so it's a Mishnah Shvius, Perek Zion and Mishnah Beis. You might have viewed it as being any royal achila. Any royal achila is too bitter, you're not Yotze. That's why the Chacham say you're not Yotze. But if it's bitter, as different min, and edible, then in fact, the suggestion is made that you would be Yotze. Our last source for today is the Bir Halacha. And then we stop, we only have 2 minutes. If you're lucky, you can see Yikach Lana. Look inside. I'm a Shabuja Barashu, Kidimi Ragoa, Shalana, Enem the Chamesh Minimoro, the Chemucha Badaki Moshe Oruch, I am Shabu Perusho, the Dimre Ha'ogur. What does that mean? I'll read it to you from the Daki Moshe Oruch. The Shabuja said to do so. You have to do so. Here's Daki Moshe Oruch, printed in the back of the big tours. Tough Ayin Gimel. Here it is. He quotes the Ogre. The Ogre is the one that says you're Yotze with everything. We should bring the Ogre tomorrow. That's what we have downstairs. Yeah. The Ogre and the Welsh. Yotze Dorans. Willie writes. Kosev the Ogre. Mishaelo Chazeres Yikach Lana. Ugagura takes tamcha. Tviana de Riaguda. Shariesh Lach the Racha Ulshin. This is the question we asked before. Number two. Shoshani Shtrila de Mishnah. Aval de Riagur and the Akshas came. No Kasha the Ogre. What do you say? Take Lana. Why? The Ev Shaloma the Ogre Myrisha Ainlo Ainlo Ayarokos Ashnuya de Mishnah Klal. You're 0 for 5. The Chazeres Lavdaka. In other words, I'm not sure that Epsher changed the gears or something. I'm not sure what that means. Don't know. They would have a different suggestion. Maybe he had Ulshin later, earlier. Okay. The bottom line is, he says that the Ramah is calling the Ogre Yayote when you're 0 for 5. 0 for 5? Can you make a brach on it? Begin to wonder. Rambam doesn't say boo. Doesn't say yes, brach. Doesn't say no, brach. The Rambam understood the Rambam saying you make a brach. And the question becomes, how so? It's not found in the Mishnah. So what did the Gemara say? Acherim! Right? It has all this money on it. That's not one of the five of the Mishnah. So we're out of time, we both said. We only read one line in the Bir Halacha. We'll start with the Bir Halacha tomorrow, and we'll continue with the Ma'amar Makomos in the Sugya tomorrow. Okay. We'll finish by tomorrow, the Makomos will be good. Not so much. Yet.